Joining us in studio this morning is Alicia Foss, CEO, President of the Neighborhood Alliance. They got a very fun event coming up. It's in the title, the Family Fun Festival over at Lorain County Community College on Saturday, August 19th from 9 to noon. Alicia, a lot of times when people have things at the college, they're at the Spitzer Conference Center or places like this. You're over at the Ewing Field House, so this is going to be fun, right? What? There must be a lot of, I can imagine, running around or activities going on at this.
Yeah, this is a very family-friendly event and should be a lot of fun for the kids and for their parents to come out and join us on August 19th from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. At LCCC at the Ewing Field House. And we have a lot of great events for them, activities for them to do, and prizes, and rock climbing, and all kinds of things that'll be going on that day, along with our walk that we do every year.
What's the purpose for having an event like this, putting on this for the community?
This event is part fundraiser and part awareness builder for Neighborhood Alliance. All of our program our programs will be out there with tables set up to talk more about the services that we offer in the community. So it's informational for people to really learn about everything that we offer. With our organization being large and having so many different facets, we find that sometimes people don't really understand what Neighborhood Alliance is or what we do. So this is a really great time for us to build awareness about who we are in the community and the services that we offer.
What kind of things would we see at these tables, if you could maybe take us through some of those, or if all of them, if you have
sure.
time for that?
Yeah, so our organization has four different pillars of service, starting with child enrichment. So our child enrichment centers will be out there and have information on childcare and their facilities and the great offerings that we have there, including transportation, before and after school care, those kinds of things. And then our family support services, that's the second pillar. That would be Help Me Grow Home Visiting, Early Intervention, Rising Titans, Family Strong. So those are all programs aimed at the families and trying to really support the families and any needs that they might have. And then we have our senior enrichment services, which is focused on older adults. That's our home delivered meals program and our mobile senior center. And then also our shelter and emergency services program, which is the Haven Center homeless shelter and the PATH outreach team.
So Neighborhood all of them will be there. Alliance, I mean, it's comprehensive from youngsters to older folks and everybody in between, and those who have the different types of services that you go on. Again, this is coming up, the Family Fun Festival over at Lorain County Community College's Ewing Fieldhouse, Saturday, August 19th from 9 until noon. It's a free event, but you hope for people to give some donations. Talk about that, if you would.
Yeah, this is a free event. So we wanted to have our sponsors really support this being a free event to the community and allowing families to come out and just have a nice time without having to worry so much about the cost of attendance. So this event is free. We are asking supporters if they can bring an in-kind donation that would be used by our programming. We do have a sort of a most needed wish list of things that our programs use on a regular basis, like toilet paper and paper towels, laundry pods, baby wipes, that kind of thing. So we're asking if people are in a position that they could donate those items to us that we could use in our programming, that they bring that. But otherwise, the event is free and open to the public.
Goes on from 9 to noon. Is there a rhythm to this? I mean, if I get there at 10, did I miss a lot at 9? What kind of things do you have planned? How's the day going to plan for those 3 hours?
So the event will kick off at 9 o'clock, okay. And that'll be the games and the activities for the kids will start at 9. At 10 o'clock, we will kick off our walk. That's a one-mile family-friendly just a fun walk to get out and participate in. And then after that, we'll go back to the games and the activities and all those fun things.
So that walk is right there on the campus then?
Okay.
Rain or shine, obviously, but inside and outside activities as well. So I guess people should come dressed for the activities that they have to do about that.
Yeah.
Will people be bringing, will they be leaving with things? In other words, are you hoping that there's maybe some just informational type of things, or maybe even prizes, or I guess they'll have paint on their face to some of the kids, right?
They might, yes. Yeah, they might leave with some balloon animals or something like that. But each of the tables that'll be there, so it'll be our team. There will also be vendors that are there and other nonprofits, and they'll have information that they're passing out and probably some little gift items and fun little toys that'll be passed out to people along the way. So they won't leave empty-handed. They will have things that they'll be taking home with them. We also have raffle baskets and a 50-50. So if people are interested in participating in those activities as well, they can do that.
And food and things like that too? Or?
Yes, there will be snacks available for purchase, and we do have a couple of food trucks that'll be there as well.
Oh, all right. And music then.
And yes, a DJ.
Okay. Yeah. So this is going to be a loud, fun activity for everybody to come. Are you excited for this? Talk about, I mean, even from the previous ones that you've done, what has it been like, and what do you hope to come out of this week coming up?
I always find that this is a really fun event. Last year was the first year that we brought it back to LCCC and brought that Family Fun Festival piece back into it. That's how we used to do it years ago, and then things shifted and changed. COVID happened, and this last year was our first year back at LCCC. So it was a really fun event. There was a lot of dancing and activity going on. It was definitely a fun time for the kids. They were running around, having their faces painted, and all of those things. So I think families will really enjoy it, and it's a nice free activity to get out and do something fun.
And obviously you hope for people to understand what the Neighborhood Alliance is about and being able to utilize their services as
yes.
well. Outside of the Family Fun Festival, what have you been working on these days to, I guess, keep yourself busy? As
yeah, well, we always have fun things going on at Neighborhood Alliance. It's a very busy organization. We do have exciting things coming up. On September 7th, we are getting ready to break ground on the addition that we're putting on the Haven Center Homeless Shelter. So people might remember that we just did our kitchen project about a year ago and wrap that up this year, and now we are starting on the next phase of our construction. So that'll be happening in September. And then right now we're involved in the Target Circle program, where we are one of the nonprofits that people can use their Target Circle votes to vote for our nonprofit to get money from Target. So that's another fundraising opportunity we have out there right now.
Okay. So it's interesting, some of those larger companies, the retailers, whatever, just have nonprofit ends to it that you get involved with, and it makes it easier for people to participate in doing something like that, too.
Yes.
Again, the Neighborhood Alliance has their Family Fun Festival, Lorain County Community College's Ewing Fieldhouse. It's Saturday, August 19th from 9 until noon. Hope you can come out and enjoy a lot of the fun and good activities and learn all about things. You can find out as well more at myneighborhoodalliance.org. Get all details of the event as well as what they have and maybe services that they offer to you. Alicia, thanks for stopping in this morning. Appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you.
Joining us this morning again, Alicia Foss, CEO and President of the Neighborhood Alliance.